You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs.
Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut-shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of Guys We Fucked,
the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
Oh, well, that was great. Very in sync.
We're so wish we were back in LA.
Yeah. You know what? I was really happy.
It was so fun.
When we got on the plane, I was, you know what? I was drunk.
You were drunk?
Oh, going back.
Yeah, no. I wasn't sick of LA. But I was like happy to be going home. You know, I missed Pinkerton really.
Yeah.
And then I got here.
Oh, it's awful.
And I sat on a bench eating an egg salad wrap across from a guy who just kept taking his dentures out, and I'm fucking on the train. Everyone looks pissed that I even chose to be alive. God forbid I needed to bring a bag on. And I was
it's rough out here.
I was like, this shit never happened in LA.
Everyone was nice. They were happy.
Yeah.
They'd help you out.
Yeah.
This guy lent us our tape in the post office when we get to go mail some pot and whiskey, and it was great.
Yeah.
I took the crosstown bus to get here, and I was like, everyone's an asshole.
And also just...
And they smell.
Disgusting.
Yeah, they're physically gross.
I don't recall anyone being so fucking disgusting. We only saw one person picking their nose in LA, Asian, obviously. Please email me about that and try to say that it's not fucking true, because it is. So go fuck yourself.
No, I know a lot of those like old Chinese guys are like... spitting and spatting and
I'm not saying Harajuku girls are running around picking their nose, but fucking old Asian people love publicly picking their nose. This is
and
a fact.
Spitting loogies.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Because
we've seen it. Thank you so much to everyone who came out
to
the shows.
We had amazing turnouts to the shows. Well,
everyone who came was awesome.
And
I love all of you.
You're all awesome. You're hot. You bought us drinks. Like, what nice.
What?
People.
Awesome people.
You great little fuckers.
Yeah, we miss LA. Man, at first I was like, I don't think I can live here. I'm like a New York girl. And then by like day three, I'm like, this place is paradise.
No, see, I've been to LA 3 times. Every time I like it more, which is such a problem. The only problem is it's just I don't like making a fucking theatrical production anytime I need to get something.
Yeah, like driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't with that.
Was annoying, but oh, man, I'll take that over the nice people and that beautiful weather and the beaches.
Yeah, it's funny.
Holy shit.
There wasn't so many fake people this time, because like that has been my problem in the fat past, that everyone's so fake. There were a couple bars that I went in. Like the one specifically where I wasn't even with you. I was with my friend. And I was just like, everyone was just so fucking fake. And also like
one
dressed like Lana Del Rey. Unless you are Lana Del Rey, please don't dress like Lana Del Rey.
One of the things that I kind of knew was true, but like I really just extra noticed it, I guess, was whenever you walk into a place, everyone looks up.
Oh, God, because they think it's somebody.
Because last time I was in LA, it was just like comical how many huge celebrities I saw.
Yeah.
I like went to a Whole Foods. I was like, Will Ferrell, Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, this is a joke.
We saw a ton of people this time, though.
We were in places where famous people were.
We saw fucking Carmen Electra, Macy Gray.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
God damn, she's hot.
We saw who?
Carmen Electra.
Rick Fox.
Oh, Rick Fox. Oh, God. And my favorite.
Jaleel
fucking White, my new husband.
You may know him from his work as Urkel on Family Matters.
That motherfucker. I hope, Jaleel, I hope you're listening. We had a very good time with you. I love you. I hope that's not too soon. But
Christina could not stop talking about you.
I couldn't stop
it. And then we also saw Horatio Sanz and Bill Hader. So that's fucking...
But
that was great.
I love Horatio. Like, I fall in love with everybody.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Even girl, like I'm just like I just love when I connect with somebody, and especially if they're like a namey person and they're not like arrogant, they're just like awesome, hardworking, really nice people. I'll fall in love with you,
right?
And I'll just
well, Horatio was very nice.
He's one of my favorite people in the entire world,
and it's super hard to win me over, but he won me over.
He did. We even karaoke'd.
Yeah,
that's great. It was so good. And thank you so much to all the fuckers who came out and for coming up to us and saying hi. It was so awesome to meet people to listen to the show.
And we also almost died.
Coming back from Horatio's.
So we went. Yeah, we went. So we're going to visit. All right. So we're going. We get in the car. Christina somehow.
I'm an asshole.
Christina. First of all, I never question it when Christina says we're going to go visit a celebrity. I just say, okay, this is just another celebrity that Christina knows. Christina just befriends celebrities, and that's fine because I don't question it anymore. But we're I get in the car with Christina, and we're going to see who I think is her friend, Horatio Sands.
Well, he is my friend.
All right, we fucking pull up to, I don't know if you've ever been to Times Square, but we pull into Times Square, and this is apparently where he lives. We get out of the car. I hear like coyotes.
Jekyll and Hyde.
I hear fucking coyotes in the distance.
There's this. We're both like, oh, this is scary. We're like going up this hill, and Quinn was like, "You know this guy, right?" And
I'm like questioning.
We've like never really hung out.
Yeah, and I go, but no, Christina, how do you know this guy?
I met him on the streets.
And then she said he passed by her job and waved.
And I tweeted at him.
When she worked as a receptionist in a glass office, and then she tweeted at him.
Yeah, we've been friends ever since.
But never have hung out.
The friendship was real in my head.
And I was like,
I've always been a fan. I don't know. I like him.
And so I just was like, right, well, we're going to get murdered now. And also, like, Horatio, shame on you fucking giving your address out.
You're a
celebrity.
We actually talked about that when we were at karaoke. I was like, because I was like, I'm so glad you're not a creeper. Like, you could have been told creeper. He's like, yeah, you could have been told creeper too. And I was like, I guess so.
Yeah, no. I honestly
could have been. But he was like, you know, you have a boyfriend, you know, you're here for work. And it's like, I'm not creeped out.
If Horatio was a creeper like that, I think I would be like, I was just messing with you, but I would be, you know, because people would find out.
Right.
You know, because he's a celebrity. But like, we could have totally been creepers.
We could have been total creepers.
Yeah.
But it was the most, we had like the best conversation I've ever had in my life, like for 3 hours. I didn't want to leave. I wanted to like spend the night.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. But there was really like helicopters looking for bandits.
Yeah.
With their spotlights, in LA.
Right. And not by Horatio. So then we get into the car, and
this is going home.
This is going home.
I had some puffs.
Yeah.
Of weed.
And I
smoked California weed.
And I really asked Christina, are you okay to drive?
Because I only smoke like 4 puffs of weed. I just want to say
weed. Why are you saying it with such a...
Because I feel like that's what people say on LA. I don't know.
Weed?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Weed?
Weed. It's like Rihanna. I like pronouncing things weird.
Okay. Yes. I'm tired too. And I also...
I'm so tired.
I also went straight from the fucking red eye and worked at the spa. And I never...
I don't know how you're awake.
People checking in. I'm like, oh, you need a massage?
I need a fucking massage, bitch.
Fucking... Ugh.
You're like, I'm rich. Can you not talk to me like that?
Yeah, I know. I'm really no one here once again. I was like, oh, back to being no
back
one.
Back to being a loser.
So...
I don't even have a job.
So Christina, we GPS at home, and we get to this fucking hill.
It was the hill.
Yeah.
It was so steep. You California people, I don't know how the fuck you do this. This hill was so steep, I couldn't see the road. I could just see the front. Like, when I went to turn down it, I couldn't see the road because that's how steep it was. I could just see the front of the car.
It was like Stuntman's Free Fall or whatever Kathmandu ride they have at Six Flags Great Adventure.
It felt like I was driving off a cliff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't go down this street.
And I was like, you can just go. Just keep your foot on the brake. But
I couldn't. And it was the little high in me. I was like, nope.
I just didn't want to put myself
in a situation where I would potentially like freak the fuck
out.
And
that's what I was afraid of, because I was like, I wouldn't freak out in that way, but also I'm not high.
So,
and I don't know what it's like to be high, but I imagine there is some panic involved.
I never get paranoid panic, but when put in dangerous situations, which is the last thing a high person ever wants.
Right.
Escalates.
So I say, no problem, let's remap. And my I'm gonna get a fucking lecture email from my mother about this. Right. Whatever. And
why? Because you made me let me drive.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't that high. I really wasn't.
That's not what any mom wants to hear.
That's true. Sorry, Miss Fisher.
Can you imagine what your mom would do if she heard this?
She would have me arrested.
Whatever. All's well that ends well, as a great man once said, William Shakespeare. So then we regroup and we go a different section. The GPS brings us to
another similar hill,
but this one
turn. It was a turn.
There's a turn on this one, and it said it was a road. Turns out this road is actually just someone's driveway.
That you couldn't turn around in.
Yeah, you couldn't get out. It was like a multiple car driveway. But once you get in, you fucking have to be MacGyver
to
get out.
The last thing a high person wants to do is reverse back up a hill that's also a 90 degree angle, that's also a one lane, that's also on a cliff.
Yeah.
That if you get off that road, you will fall down the cliff.
Yeah, our option was cliff, hit house, hit other car,
yeah,
sleep there.
Yeah. Yeah, I just couldn't... I was like, I can't do this.
Christina literally said, I can't do it.
I didn't want to drive off the cliff. I'm like, no. I don't know what we're going to do.
And I said, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm just like, because you had to be a pretty expert driver to get out of this.
Yeah.
So Christina starts, I'm like, all right, let's just slowly try to back up. So she's slowly backing up. And I have, I don't like to yell when in situations where alarm is needed because I feel like it makes people freak out more.
I do appreciate that.
So I see, I'm in the passenger seat and I see that we are going to knock down this recycling garbage can that is next to the house. So as it's slowly hitting it, I go, Christina, we're gonna hit that. So it hits it, whatever, it falls.
It doesn't even hit it that bad.
No.
But we're on a cliff.
You also thought the mirror broke off, and I was like, no. We drive a modern car. It's just a retractable mirror, so that's great. But then I thought it was just gonna fall down like a little bit, but it kept falling,
and it was filled with glass.
Like this person, whatever, they only drink drinks out of glass. They only drink fine Italian sodas.
Plastic is bad for the environment.
Yeah, it was
guys.
Real obnoxious. So mind you, it's 2 a.m. in LA, which, as someone nicely explained to us, is like 5 a.m. in New York.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a fucking Tuesday, right?
Uh-huh. It was a Tuesday night. We were in front of someone's house because it was their driveway.
Yeah.
And the trash can filled with glass just kept falling.
Falling and falling.
And the glass was shattering and shattering.
I was waiting for like an Acme anvil to fall down because I was like, this is fucking
a joke. Well, her front yard is in a quarry, it turns out. And you have to go down these steep, steep steps that the trash can fell down.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do. I mean, obviously, like, I was like, I wanted to pick it up, but I also don't want to then trespass on someone's property.
Brent and I just looked at each other as it was falling. We're like, is it going to stop? It's still fucking falling.
It wouldn't stop. And I'm trapped in the car because if I open the door, I'm just gonna fall
off
a cliff and also knock the other trash can down. I don't think you saw this, but I saw someone open the blinds a little bit, and I was like, oh fuck, great, the cops are coming.
I was like, abort, we gotta go.
The cops are coming, our car is stuck, and fucking Christina's high, and they're gonna know.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. I was just like, well, you know what, we're just gonna go to jail, and hopefully this will be a great story to tell in stand-up. Like, I had it all come to terms with it in my mind. I was like, this is fine, I'm not high, like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah.
And then a very angry, hungry actress.
So hungry.
Exits stage right apartment. Christina, you had gotten out of the car at that point, right?
Well, because I just wanted to assess.
To assess the situation.
Well, I got out of the car to see like how farther I could back up because I was not taking risks and driving us off a cliff.
Right.
And I knew I was high, but
I appreciate that.
I was like not like, no, I'll fucking figure it out. Like, I need to be very careful.
Yeah, and we were in a Ford Focus, so this is like, we could have just fallen down the cliff and gotten out, or the car could have flipped and we could have died.
Exactly.
I'm not sure how that would...
some important shit to do, so.
I'm not sure how that would have ended.
And then I was like, call Horatio, maybe he could get us.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
Horatio was high as fuck. I'm sorry, Horatio, but I don't think it's a mystery that you smoke weed. I don't think anyone who knows you is like, oh, yeah, I do declare. So actress comes out, starts flipping the fuck out on Christine.
I'm like, okay, I got to make this chick feel as bad for me as possible. And I was like,
I live in Maria Lemonade and I'm so sorry I don't drive and I'm so sorry.
And she goes, she was like, you're just gonna knock over someone's recycling and then leave? Wow. And then she starts Instagramming her license plate. And I was like, at least tag me in that bitch. Like, what are you doing? And then she continues to yell. I continue to like try and get her sympathy. And she was like, I'm gonna walk inside. And when I come back out, this fucking better be cleaned up. And I was like, when you go inside, can you like eat like a melon?
And then I was like, and the Emmy goes to
brilliant performance, Emily.
Skinny blonde bitch at 2 a.m. in Echo Park.
And I told her, I was like, yo, I would be pissed if I were you too. This sucks. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I felt horrible. And so I had to go down these steep steps to the bottom of this hill where the trash can fell, and there's shards of glass, and I'm like scooping up shards of glass and putting them in the trash
can. It was a very dramatic scene, and if I wasn't so worried that we were never going to make it out alive, I would have taken video of it. And in retrospect, I'm sorry that I didn't.
I wish you did.
I didn't want to.
At the time, it was horrifying.
Yeah, I didn't want to really. And then and you,
I was actually very worried.
You were very upset. Yeah. She's wearing a fucking like floor-length sunflower dress. It was this very.
Exact one, actually.
Yeah, it was a scene.
Yeah.
But the whole time I was thinking, thank God this is Christina, because I would have just started a fight with the woman.
Oh, yeah. I felt so horrible. And then she came out again and she was like a different person. She's like, I just want to say I'm very sorry for freaking out.
She went in and channeled her
just
anger.
Yeah, she like went in and like zened it out for a second.
Yeah.
She's like, this happens to us all the time, which makes sense because our GPS led us down there and it was awful. And so then her boyfriend had to get up and come and back our car out, which also took like an hour because he couldn't do it either.
Yeah, but he was so chill. Like
so nice.
I apologized to him in the car because I was, number one, felt bad that he was dating her. and then number two.
Yeah, she was
She seemed
pissed.
Like what I like to call a handful. and he was so nice, but also not great at driving. And I was like, now I'm going to fucking die with someone I don't even know.
I saw him try and back up the car out of the driveway because I guess he always backs into the driveway. He never backs out of the driveway.
This is something we know about him. I don't know his name, but we do know how
he's probably like Trevor
driveway.
Or Craig or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but then when he went to back out, I was like, can you not? You gotta stop. He almost rolled the fucking car off the cliff.
Yeah, and which I didn't know until after.
Oh my God. I was like freaking out. I'm like, what are you doing? And then so we had to turn the car around and eventually saved us. So thank you, Craig or Trevor or Darren or whatever the fuck your name is.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
It was great.
That was really nice.
We lived.
And it was very, and I was like, ah, fuck, a man had to save the day.
Well, that's the other thing. I felt like, don't you think that women can't drive in our heads because I'm just very high, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think otherwise I'm a pretty decent driver.
Yeah, it was, man. We didn't, that was the only, you know.
That was pretty bad.
Brush with death.
Sorry about that.
And it was just kind of a bummer because it was such a great day. But then, you know what? It ended up being a great story that led us into other things. So it was all good.
Yeah.
It was all good. You know what? Any story, no matter how horrific, as long as I live through it and no one touches my vagina in an appropriate way, I'm usually okay.
Because that always ruins a night, you know? And an inappropriate vagina touch can ruin a lifetime, really.
Really, exactly.
But it can definitely ruin a night, if
Absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely.
So that's cool.
It was great, guys. I don't know. That's it. Do you have anything else to say regarding Los Angeles?
I just miss it so much. I want to be back on the Santa Monica Beach. Everyone's in their bathing suit all the time, and they're sweating, and they're rollerblading, and they're like cool. And it is better than here. I mean, maybe I'm a little jaded, but like coming back here to
New York,
the angry, gross, disgusting people.
New York is still cooler, but I felt more fabulous in LA.
Oh,
it was very fabulous.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss it.
Yeah.
So
now we're back in New York. And if you want to, I do want to
cheer us up. No, just kidding.
I do want to promo a show in New York. Guys. Nacho Bitches Part 2 is happening on Friday, August 29th at 11 p.m. at New York Comedy Club.
Free nachos.
Free nachos. Blair Saki, who I talk about on the podcast.
I've been saying her last name wrong this whole time. I was saying Sochi.
Yeah, no, a lot of people say it wrong. You just have to remember.
Saki's so much better. Blair Saki, that's such a good name.
It's so easy because it's alcohol related.
Yeah.
For me, I could never.
That's exactly what I thought.
Never possibly ever.
Blair Saki Bomb Saki?
Forget it. So that's going to be happening, and we'll be, Christina and I will be around, and we'll keep you updated on the social media.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be back in LA. And we'll let you know
sooner
we'll
rather than shows. Later. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's bring on our guest.
This week's guest, he's a comedian. He's a fabulous person. He's a conspiracy theorist.
We've both drunkenly sat on his lap.
Yes, and we'll talk about that more later. And then, he's also our brother on the Stand Up New York Labs network. He has a wonderful podcast called Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
It'd be funny if someone made a sister podcast that was like Deep Inside the Butthole.
Well,
just you take that idea and run with it, guys. I'm just saying. That's my gift to you.
We're going to, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Mike Cannon.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time.
time to propagate. I'm coming from the land where the sea.
And we're here with Mike Cannon.
Mike Cannon,
you look so tan.
I know, right?
Tan I'm only guy.
But look up here. It's two different human beings right above my elbow is where the real me starts.
That's the real you. Yeah, that's just a pale, sad person.
Just an Irish bag of milk.
The thing about you, Mike, is the more you try to make yourself not perfect, the more perfect you are.
See, I don't get where did this start? Because I thought you guys were fucking with me.
No. I want to start this interview by congratulating you because you don't know this. Well, we might have told you while we were all drunk.
I feel like we did.
But you are the only fucking living person that Christina and I both would have sex with.
Okay. Only living. You guys can have
George Washington,
obviously. George Washington.
A powerful man.
Fan of his politics.
We both try to un-gay James Dean. You know, there's a couple people.
Was he gay?
Obviously.
I'm just now learning this. Wow. That's very sad.
James Dean's lawyer can send me any hate mail or problems at CorinneFisherComedy@gmail.com. Anyway, so yes, Christina and I, we don't agree on any dudes. Well, I was going to say dudes.
Well, no, any dudes.
We don't agree on anything.
Okay.
And so we have this podcast.
Pretty fucking much hate each other.
We had
a great time in LA. It was fine. I'm serious. That sounded like it was not fine, but it was fine.
It was actually the best.
It was great. Yeah.
We would both fuck you.
That's so interesting because that actually makes me feel like then I just have like kind of this generic face.
That's something Corinne would say. Because whenever someone likes the both of us,
I get you're so
like,
pissed.
No, you just fucking like anyone with a pussy.
Right? I get angry.
It makes me feel like my face stands for nothing. Like it has to. Like I wish it took a position.
I think that just means you're all around perfect to all the population of
so
women.
So humble.
Right. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, my God.
You're like just enough of a dick, you know, that I'm like, you keep me on my toes a little bit.
Okay. I'm behind closed doors, I'm probably more of a dick than I am outwardly. Right. Also, like the comedy community in general hasn't full force seen my drinking problem. So,
Oh, I can't tell. Do you have a drinking problem?
Not like
we all do.
Not officially, but I mean, you know,
because you haven't said it.
No, he had a social media thing where you had like a hangover day that you would celebrate, right? That
was every once in a while.
Oh, your Vine videos.
I used to do when Vine was in vogue. Yeah, I used to do that, but I just like. Like, I'll get to a point drunk around comedians socially, and then I will go home and finish off the evening to the point where it's not like I'm violently crying in my apartment. I just drink until I fall asleep.
How much do you drink when you get home?
I mean, you know, I'll have like a glass or two of whiskey on top of the 15 drinks that I drank out socially.
And then
comes the pot. You know, so it kind of
Of course.
I finish with quite the encore. Like it's a big fireworks.
You have
display.
A regiment.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I see.
Yeah.
But do you ever wake up in the morning and drink whiskey?
Not whiskey, but yesterday. I had a show on Tuesday that ended pretty late, and I got pretty drunk. And then yesterday morning I coached little children playing soccer.
Right.
So I was breathing vodka in their faces. Got through the entire 4-hour thing.
Holy shit!
And then afterwards I pulled the trigger in a porta potty, and then went home and drank two vodka drinks just to make myself feel at ease, and then went to sleep for 3 hours.
See, all I heard was the children part. And I was like, oh, Mike Cannon, you've done it again. No, it does, because it's hair of the dog, as they say.
Yeah.
If you are really hungover, the only thing that's going to help you is drinking the same alcohol that you got drunk on.
Yeah.
And it feels so disgusting because, you know, you're like, oh, the smell of this makes me sick. But if you just have a shot
never
of
done
it,
that.
It really...
I should try it.
You have Twisted to really teas. Suck it up. It makes you feel better.
Twisted teas are almost the perfect breakfast drink. Like, I love...
Okay, you're an alcoholic.
I'm a big Bloody Mary fan. I love those. But if I wake up, and especially if I'm like on a weekend, like where it's on,
right.
I will wake up and have some Twisted Teas with my friends before the festivities begin.
Do you ever see yourself as one of those comics that are like, I'm sober now, so fuck you guys? Because when we had Joe DeRosa on, he's like, you know, fucking all these people are fucking sober. And he's like, I know people that actually should be sober, but some people, like, let's just fucking get wasted and party. Where's the fun and the rage?
Right.
life.
Yeah, no, I have too much fun doing it. I think like...
Drinking's so fun.
Yeah, there are times when I think I need to scale back, and I do. You know, when I'm like, all right, I've been drinking a little too much.
You need to regroup, yeah.
Exactly, and it's mostly vanity-based, because if I look in the mirror, I look like a hound dog that just had a stroke, then I'll just be like, all right, I think let's reel it back.
Your eyes can't open.
Yeah.
You look like a best in show hound dog, exactly. Mike Cannon.
But you know what?
Every day.
You still probably look beautiful.
You'd be surprised. I look real brutal in the morning after a long night.
Well, you're like kind, and I think it's also good because Christina, you look more of like a clean cut guy. Yeah. I like a dirty guy. So you, but you have that because it's like the beard is like dirty.
Yeah.
But like, and you have some gray in it too.
I do
in
have
your
a
hair.
Lot. Yeah, it's a That's stressful life. I love
that. Okay, well, I'm getting.
Does that make you uncomfortable? That, like, you're just so fucking hot.
No, I. Because
we've talked about this before. And I'm like, is that weird? Do you think that's
still,
weird?
Because it's almost as if you're talking to another person. Like, I don't necessarily believe it. It's very nice. It's nice and it's flattering.
Still low enough that he doesn't
that
believe
do
us.
Exactly.
Like a good comedian.
I think that's it because it's really flattering and it's nice. It's like, it's almost like an instant spike of self-esteem and then it goes away really quickly. Yeah.
Right.
Any self-worth dissipates pretty rapidly.
Have you always had that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But actually, I had too much self-worth when I was a kid. And then I started smoking pot and doing mushrooms and realized where I stood in the world.
Oh.
It's, you know, wow. It's, yeah. I gained some perspective.
Wow. Well, that's good.
How long? You have a girlfriend.
I do, yeah.
That you've been dating for 100 years.
For 100 years.
You guys look great for your age, by the way.
I appreciate it. Yeah. No, we've... consistently, we've been dating for 6.5 years without a stop.
Oh, boy.
And but we had, you know, on and off since we were literally 10 years old. Like,
yeah.
We were neighbors, that whole Dawson and Joey thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was going to ask, my instinct is to ask, do you still have sex? Which is a dumb question.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's such a dumb question because
it's not, though.
She's beautiful. I've met her once before.
Yeah.
She's super cute. And, but you had a period, though, in between before the 6 months of consistent dating?
6.5 years. Yeah, yeah.
That you
were
like
months.
Rage for 6.5 years.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we've each dated other people. Like, it's not one of those insane things where we don't know what else is out in the entire world, so we're just clinging to each other in fear.
I remember I asked you this once at a show. I was like, so wait, you haven't had sex with anyone in 15 years? And you were like, no.
Yeah, no.
I've had sex with other people. I just want to make that real clear.
And as has she. I would not want to date her if I was the only person that she's had sex with. It would make me uncomfortable. It would also make me feel like, oh, eventually she's going to wonder if there's
what's
other dicks
there
that look different than mine.
Right.
And it's like,
totally.
You know, I'm glad she has a sample platter and she, you know, she even came back to me after a black guy and I'm still filling her
good
up.
For
so I feel
you.
Pretty good about that.
What a romantic.
Do you have a big dick?
I don't know. I think it's okay.
You don't know.
Yeah. I know. I mean,
so
because
it's not small then. Because I feel like if a guy had a small dick, he'd be like, yeah, but I'm good with my hands.
No, it's not small, but I mean I have a couple friends with like a thick cut of beef. So it's like it's tough to kind of gauge. And also
thick isn't the best though.
I mean it just looks humongous.
It looks humongous.
And I'm like 6'1", so me looking down on it isn't the best vantage point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I look good in a mirror to myself, but when I look down, I'm like, well, that's nothing to write home about.
All right.
It's just so amazing. It amazes me sometimes because when you live with a significant other, you just see, you know, you're a lot of times you're naked all the time and in non-sexy ways. You're just like naked watching TV or whatever. But what? You know, I don't know. Sometimes you're just
is that
naked.
Something you do?
Sometimes in the morning, you know, I sleep naked. And
okay.
You just walk around and you do shit naked. You pour a bowl of cereal naked. Sometimes... You know, am I the only one
I do that all the time when I'm by myself. No, I wouldn't. I would do it in a bra and underwear. Not because I'm uncomfortable, but just because I think it's like kind of strange.
Yeah.
Do you do that? You don't.
I'm not much of a naked guy. Like I'll do it for brief stints, but I'm almost like a cheetah naked. Like I'll do it just really quickly, and then I'll kind of get tired of myself. So I. Like if I catch myself in a mirror too many times, I can't do it. And you know, but every once in a while, like in my hotel recently, I walked around for like 5 minutes
hotel.
Naked and I was like, wow, this is the longest I've been in a while. But I used to smoke pot naked and I burned my chest hair. So I stopped doing
shit.
It. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
Well, just cause I don't like to sit on like communal furniture naked.
I don't sit on. Yeah. I don't usually do. I just walk around naked and stuff. I'm wearing a bed naked, but like, it just amazes me how big a penis can grow.
Yeah.
Because they're so tiny when they're not they look erect.
Really terrible.
It depends on who you're talking to though, because really? There are I have friends that are like really impressive soft. And then it's like it's good hard. I've seen but
there's
it's not
growers
like,
and showers, right. as they say.
Well, I remember as a kid I used to see, you go to those museums and you see those naked man Greek statues.
Right.
And the penis is like
tiny.
It's the tiniest.
Well, do you know why they did that?
No.
Because apparently they were into fucking little boys and that's what was sexy for them. Yeah, so they would then sculpt.
Is that,
that
a fact? Are we going to get letters about that canon?
That is a fact, right? Yeah, our producer just confirmed it.
I would love to. Oh my God, we really should have someone like on the internet who can like just say yes or no to things.
Ew.
I mean, there's not much more to it. that's pretty much it.
But a lot of guys, when they're most guys that I've dated, when they're flaccid, I mean, I never see guys like flaccid, naked dick all the time unless I'm in a relationship with
them.
Right,
right.
But it's so little.
It's not even the size for me. It's just like how floppy it is. I don't like that.
Right.
It's flopping around.
I just think it's magical.
You have a more whimsical view of the anatomy and of humans and also of sex than I do. I'm very serious and like aggressive about it. I don't want to see anything that I think
you just
want to
show
sexy.
Pony. Yeah, you don't want to see what goes into it.
I don't want to know that you poop. I don't want to hear you fart. And I will do the same for you. And that's why I don't I just stay by myself.
Yeah, I mean, a soft dick is almost like fishing bait. Like there's no it's like no it's like a gooey I don't know. It's just
it's so interesting because it's so not the nice hard cock that you see when you're fucking a guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's so opposite.
A hard cock is just so beautiful. Like,
It is. It really is.
Why is there a myth that all girls think a dick is ugly?
No. When I was like making out with this dude on the street the other day, and like his like this is I did too much on the street.
I met him on the subway.
No, his dick was like coming out of the top of his pants because of the way it was like hard, and he had to like readjust because otherwise you're just walking around like a fucking erection, and it was just like peeking out. I was like, this is so fucking beautiful.
There was a photo series of just guys like dressed well, but shot by a fashion photographer, and they just had hard cocks in their pants. And
is
I was
that
like,
right?
That's one of the hottest things I've ever seen. I love that.
I like public displays of fuckery though. Like I got blown in the street once during a high school party.
Bad.
Wow.
Yeah,
like in a yard?
No, it was a back road. So you know, it was in the middle of the street, and it was funny too because she was like, this girl was friends with one of my buddy's girlfriends. And
where are you from?
I'm from Rockland County.
Okay.
Yeah. So and at that moment, my buddy's girlfriend was saying, you know, I really feel like your friends don't respect my friends. And then he goes, why don't you take a look 45 degrees that way? And I just started pumping my fist as her friend was just taking a batch down the gullet. Yeah.
Down the gullet. Oh, wow. Right. I feel like guys can come anywhere.
Yeah, I can't. I've never. You know what? This is true. I've never masturbated successfully in the shower.
Why?
Never. I can't do it.
Either, really.
I can't do it standing. I need I need the hip thrust upward. Like yeah. I can't stand it. Like that Kevin Spacey scene in American Beauty.
Oh, I love
when he's
that
all
scene.
Hunched over and just
so
beating his sad middle-aged dick. Mm-hmm. Like I can't do it. I mean, maybe if I went as long as he did without having sex, I could do it. But
right. Well, there's also that scene in Girls where Marnie excuses herself to the bathroom to masturbate, and she stands against the door. And that's the same thing because I don't really recall ever masturbating standing up because my legs shake.
I can't come standing up because my legs give out.
Yeah, because they're
over.
Shaking.
Is that right?
Yeah,
you're like a baby giraffe.
Yeah, like a fawn trying to walk. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't ever come standing up. And if I ever do, Steven has to like catch me.
Someone,
wow, that's so Disney Prince of
it. It is.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Someone fingered me at a concert once.
Well, who was the artist?
A friend. It was like a German rock band.
Just do, I mean, fine. Do
yeah, us. Yeah. I don't know. It's just one of those ones where you're like, oh, I'll go. But I don't really know. I was there for the fingering and the beer, not so much the music.
Much like most German rock concert goers, right?
Christina, can I ask you this? So you've been in your relationship for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Has it gotten to the point where you like inspect each other's genitalias like almost at a scientific level?
Yeah.
Like where it's not
like,
there's nothing sexual
here's
about
a
it.
Penis, and I just like play with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what Nicole does to me. Like every once in a while, she'll just kind of be like, "What is happening here?"
Because I'm like, I guess I should really know what's going on around here. I'm like, these balls are attached a lot higher than I thought.
Right.
They were.
I mean, she's probably seen spots of my dick that I've never been able unable to. Like, right. I almost just did like a Sealy from Color Purple reference where she just looked at the mirror and her vagina upside down. And by almost, I mean,
it's
I just
exactly
did.
Exactly like that.
Yeah. But, you know, I've never, there are
Do you do that to
parts,
her?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's a thing because I'm interested. I mean, that fucking snotty locust that you girls call a vagina.
So you love pussy.
Yeah, I love it. It's the best. And not locust, lotus.
But having this like kind of scientific view of the other's genitalia, because my first boyfriend, I dated for 5 years, and mm-hmm. the same thing with me, but that caused me to not be sexually attracted to him anymore.
Is that right?
Like, yeah.
You looking at his dick just or him
like,
being
just,
able
to... Just yeah. like, and also looking at me, like, it's just not, I don't know. It's just like...
It's interesting though, because...
I like some secrets. Like Dan Savage talked about that. He's like, it's okay for your partner to have kind of a fairy tale like view of you.
Sure.
And I thought that was such a nice way to put it.
Because right. you put on your best self when yeah. you first meet somebody, and it's like,
and then
sometimes that phase and you're just like a fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right. You're like lazy and you don't care and you don't try. And then that's when the romance just dies.
Yeah.
But I do that with Steven, and I definitely do that for each other. I mean, it's funny because when I have sex, that is the only time in my life where I'm so serious. I am not, I don't laugh. I don't smile. I'm like, we are fucking, and that's the only time in my life.
That barely enjoying it face
yeah.
off.
No, I really enjoy it, but I'm like, this is serious time. We don't laugh and smile.
I hate I cannot stress enough how much I hate laughing during
yeah.
sex.
I can't, never,
it take,
or
it doesn't
joking. Laughing doesn't turn me on.
No.
I like someone with a sense of humor, but yeah. sure. during sex, it's like, we are fucking right
well, now. Well, because that could throw the entire event off.
Yeah.
Like if you just like crack a joke, that girl could just dry up real quick. You
know, it's a bad joke.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I mean, bad joke, good joke. Even if it's good, she's yeah. laughing too hard that sex isn't even an option anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Because your brain, especially with women, it's like we need to be so focused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you distract me and talk about something that I bought at the mall the other day, I'm like,
right.
go, oh, fuck you. Now I'm thinking about that.
That's right. That's an amazing thing. Like, I could come in the middle of the Ferguson fucking protests. Like, you guys have to have tunnel vision, like
yeah.
100%.
It's very
yeah.
difficult.
I wonder yeah. why that is.
Well,
because I feel like a lot more has
women
to happen for
thinky.
You guys. Yeah. Well, I don't even know if
do you
it's
have to
that.
Concentrate to come though. Do you have to concentrate on thinking about something, or can you just can it be like just a more physical thing? Because I feel like girls,
yeah.
it's mental.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it's mostly physical, and I think that's because it's an appendage.
Right.
Like, the fact that you are allowing another human being inside of you is so vulnerable and so something I can't even fathom. That, you know, I almost, you know, I want to give you a round of applause. But the fact is, it's an appendage for us. So it's
right.
an external sensation that is just like, well, yeah, this is just how it feels.
I always wondered if, like, especially in the days where the gender inequality was at its highest,
mm-hmm.
if it ever sparked in some way because guys insert themselves into women.
Right.
I wondered if that had anything to do with it.
Well, that's kind of why I think it's important that this show is called Guys We Fucked. That's like... Because it's I
and not
feel like,
guys that fucked us.
Well, yeah, usually yeah. I feel like that's a term that guys say, oh, I fucked this chick.
Girls
are never like, yo, I fucked this dude,
yeah.
except for us. But that, you know, that was purposeful because
yeah,
it
like
is.
It's like you guys taking the N-word
yeah,
back.
Yeah, well, it's like something being done to
you.
Because for so long, I think sex has been something that has been being done to women
right.
instead of something that you're doing together or that women right. are doing to men, which is equally
so you girls are like heterosexual power bottoms. Like that's what's good is you're receiving
yes.
but you're dictating.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do
yeah.
you and Nicole do a lot of anal?
No, we don't at all.
Do you want to?
I mean, no,
have
not
you ever
particularly.
Done it?
Don't really give a shit.
Have I done it with a human being? Yeah. Like,
but not with her?
Not with her.
Have you done
no.
it with an animal?
That's so interesting.
Yes, mostly with animals.
Okay.
But,
deers.
Yeah, no, I've definitely done it with a human being. Not too much. It's not something that typically interests
just
me too much.
Just not your cup of tea, yeah.
Because
no,
it's like where people shit and stuff.
No, that doesn't even bother me. It's just the vagina feels so good that I did it. I got the story and I got, you know, I got it done and it was second place to the, it was third place actually because it goes
oral.
Vagina, mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, ass. And the
right.
ass is a fine substitute if all other, you know, holes are sealed shut.
But you'd rather go for the vag.
Of course. Yeah. I'd rather go for the vagina over mouth. Like I enjoy putting in the work
then
than just laying
good.
There. Because I feel insecure when I'm getting a blowjob. Like
why?
I feel guilty. That they're putting in all the work and I'm just sitting there receiving it like a fat nothing.
When you were
like
so just, when you were fist pumping in high school, did you feel guilty?
Yeah.
No,
fist
that
your
I guess it's only when it's somebody I care about.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And also, I was a different person in high school.
I never give blowjobs to people who I'm not like in a serious relationship because of what fucking my canon just said right now. And it,
justifiably so. I wouldn't go down on somebody that I was just hooking up
with.
That's
what happened last week. You got, Isaac went down on you and then you fell asleep.
Wait, he fell asleep in it?
No, Corinne fell asleep. She's like, all right, I'm good.
I duded him. Yeah, like I made him order me Starburst from a bodega. He ate me out and then I fell asleep to Kesha.
That's pretty fantastic. That sounds like a
night. It was a fantastic night for myself.
I've only fallen asleep once during a blowjob, and it was kind of like
I came and then I fell asleep. I didn't fall asleep during it.
See, I fell asleep during
it. I get exhausted after I come. Nothing else can be done.
That's all right. You're like a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's you're just a male lion. Just woof, and then you're done.
I wish everyone could see his face. That was beautiful.
It was very bloated, yes. Yeah. And then release.
But yeah, I in college, I mean, if I was a woman in this situation, it would be considered date rape. But the fact is, it was consensual initially. But I was black. I didn't drink until I was like 20, 21. So I had like 3 liters of wine going out and then proceeded to drink. And I hooked up with this girl named Rajone. She was a black girl. We actually called her Rajone Toblerone.
Thanks for clarifying that. Yeah, all those white girls named Rajone.
But she was also a giant woman. Like she was 6'2", 175 pounds of like solid muscle. Like
nice.
She looked like a full athlete.
Yeah.
And I bumped into her at a party and just wasn't sure. And she like dragged me across a courtyard and I like kind of came to in her room and she was blowing me. And
that's,
yeah.
I mean, is that a little rapey, but I don't know.
But I fully accept responsibility for putting myself in that situation and also agreeing to it initially.
Right. So that was just you like kind of like blacking out a little bit in the middle, but then.
Yeah, I mean, but it's so funny because like I went home somewhere. There's a tape that exists unless somebody taped over it that had me like bragging about the whole situation. Like hardcore blackout drunk, being like, I set it on her. Like, just like hammered. Just like, it was the best. And then somebody like tabletop me to end the video. Like,
oh my God. Yeah,
did you, when you were single, did you fuck a ton of girls?
Yeah, good amount. Yeah, for sure.
What is the, did you do anything crazy or did the girls do anything crazy?
I mean, there's always craziness involved. I did, I had another serious girlfriend that I dated for a long time and that ended in the most immature, ugly way.
In what period was this?
Like, Nicole and I didn't date for 4 years, but we would always come back and hook up with each other. Like we never went a year without hooking up with each other.
Okay.
Like we would always have a period of time where we would hook up and then kind of disperse to our significant others. And we always thought we would never date again.
Really?
And it just so happened that the Giants beat the Patriots and ended their perfect season. And we were like, I think this is real. And that's how our relationship began.
This is
began.
Like true love, guys.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, like my last relationship before her ended horrifically in the most immature way possible, and I, to get back at her, not even that she did anything wrong, but I fucked her best friend on the hood of my car. So that was
in your mind. Did she find out? Did that girl find out?
I don't know. I think she's still friends with the girl.
That's
which
like
is
something
odd.
I would do. Like I've done that before. That's and then I was in a relationship because of it for 3 years.
Right. See, yeah, no, I never ended up sleeping with that girl again too, but like I think she only told my previous girlfriend that we made out or something
right.
like that. Yeah. But
how did it end immaturely with the girlfriend?
It ended because she went away to college. I was still home going to community college playing basketball and kind of like, you know, saving my parents' money and dealing with their divorce and everything that was happening at the same time. And she went to Syracuse and became everything that she initially hated and said, you know, the prissy girl who dressed, you know, whatever.
I'm not going to be that frat girl.
Exactly. And like, you know, started drinking. Neither of us drank and like, you know, just became everything. And we just were fighting, saying the most hurtful things possible to each other. Like we just knew so much about each other. So we would say like this.
Push those buttons.
Exactly. This is when I first even entertained the idea of comedy. Comedy wasn't for another few years down the line, but she was like, you'll never do comedy, you'll never make it, things like that. And I'm like, you'll never be an advertising executive.
You'll
like,
never be pretty.
Just stupid shit like that.
I hate that. I hate when you say the worst thing you could say to somebody. I try never to say that, even though I'm like, I float at like a kind of a median of mean.
Right.
I don't say like the worst thing ever. That's my brother's specialty. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Right. Well, it's important not to open that Pandora's box because once you do, you just go there in a fight.
And it's
it
like
happens.
That your relationship will never be the same.
Exactly,
that's like a betrayal of trust.
Right.
Kind of like
and then this was this was before I smoked pot and gained empathy for human beings. So I used to think that I was like a good arguer, but it turned out I would just say the most sociopathic thing possible immediately and just cut the fight off right there.
Yeah, yeah, I used to do that. I used to do that. Pot never changed my mind. It was just like I would feel so guilty afterwards.
Yeah, see,
and
I
couldn't deal with the guilt. I'm so sorry I hurt your feelings. It's not even the guilt. It's just like, yeah, it's just fucking shitty. Like you all, because everyone knows the most hurtful thing that could be said to them. And it's like kind of like in a glass case in my mind. And it's like, do not break unless emergency. And the emergency is you don't want to be, you don't want to be friends. You don't want to be in a relationship anymore. And even then, like, I don't think it needs to be said.
Are you able to keep that? To keep that away,
yeah, it's just too shitty. You don't say the nastiest thing you could say to
someone. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I certainly don't participate.
I don't do it, and I can be really mean and brutal to people, but I know the meanest thing that I would say to pretty much everyone I know, and I don't think I've ever said it to anybody. Yeah,
I feel like everyone carries around, like, once they find someone's weakness or something, especially after getting to know them, it's like, okay, that's going to be stored in this box that I hopefully will never take out again.
Yeah, I mean, my girlfriend found it pretty quickly, but she started saying it so much that it no longer affects me. It makes me
laugh.
It was
like a joke? What is it?
Like, it's, you're being your dad. Right now, like you're acting exactly like your dad, and initially that would get me so fucking furious that, like, it would bring up all these issues. But after a while, I just you associate it with, oh, I know what you're doing, so it's not even about the comment.
It's a tactic. It's all a tactic to begin with. Hearing that hurts, but you begin to realize, oh, you're just trying to hurt me.
I hate all this stuff.
You know what I like though? You know what I like?
I hate this.
I was talking with Steven about this earlier. I like when people kind of make fun of me for my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe I take it better from certain people than I do. But I remember my one of my best friends, Jeff, made fun of his mom had passed away like years prior. And my mom was depressed and she had tried to kill herself a while ago. But she was doing better. And I remember one time he said, oh, your mom tried to kill herself. Boo hoo. And I was like, thank you for saying that, because I was kind of being a little bitch about it. I was letting it get to me kind of unnecessary. Like, it's a shitty thing, but everyone has a shitty thing. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right. So I love when people kind of like roast me for that.
I love it too. Yeah. Because, I could harbor on my father issues for as long as possible. But, if nobody actually said to me, hey, you're almost 30, like, fucking deal with your own issues because you're an adult now. Take responsibility for how you react.
And I like really appreciate when people say that to me. It's like one of the most respectful things you could say to me. Honestly.
Yeah, maybe Mike can email my ex-boyfriend. That'd be great.
Your dad.
I want to make it clear real quick that my girlfriend doesn't say that stuff anymore. Like that's not a part of our relationship.
You've gotten past.
Because I go to therapy individually. She goes to therapy individually, and it's just something that we've now realized. We're coming to terms with how to communicate with each other, and we both love each other, so we want it to work.
It's just
that we've grown in our varying toxic environments and learned how to deal with it differently.
And you have patterns of thought behaviors and argument patterns that it's so hard. You need a therapist to help you get out of those.
Because it's like putting the groove in the needle in the record groove it's going to follow those thought patterns because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You have to fucking hack through the woods and create a new path for your brain to fire differently.
This is the thing. It's so crazy to me do you think, did you go to therapy for yourself or did you go so that you could stay in the relationship or a little bit of both?
I went for myself.
Okay.
Because I've been an angry person since I was 20, and a lot of my parents got a divorce, my grandfather, who was basically my dad, died, my dog died, and like 5 or 6 of my friends died all in like probably a year to 18 months.
You're,
so it was like
in 5 or 6 together your friends died, or separately?
Separately, but all like within a pretty decent amount of
varying causes.
Varying causes, a lot of car related. A couple had cancer, like really young. So it was like.
That's probably, I would imagine as a 20-year-old too, you realize, oh, life sucks. Fuck this. Like, it's not
all. It's why I'm a comic.
You're a comedian. When you're a child, everyone's like, you can do anything. You're the best. And then you grow up and you're like, you suck. Get off your ass.
Right,
like,
right.
The fuck.
Yeah. If anyone's listening, you can't do anything. So don't ever think that. But there is something that you can do awesomely well. And as soon as you figure out what that is, just keep working towards it. I think that's such a bullshit thing to tell kids. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You give them this false sense of confidence. confidence and then go out in the world and then they realize everyone's a piece of shit and pissed off. Yeah,
but we're all good at something. I wholeheartedly believe that. Yeah. So I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's learning to monetize it. That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
How long have you and Nicole been in therapy separately?
I've been in for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. I think she's been in maybe 6 months.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah,
for different issues.
Totally different. Yeah, but I mean, we each have our own demons, and it's odd because as we're going through it together, separately but together, we're recognizing patterns and similarities that we have in our lives and how we react, and it's very similar, and how our anger kind of shows itself. So it's funny, like, it honestly has brought us closer together because we recognize that, like, oh, there's a lot of odd undertones in us that probably subconsciously we fell in love with that we didn't even realize, and now it's being brought to the surface, and it's like, oh, that makes me love you even more because we have, you know, this deeper shit that we weren't even aware of.
Yeah, it's so funny. I've been in therapy for almost a year because Steven and I would get to this point, and I've gotten to this point in every single one of my relationships. I'm bad at arguing because I get so mad that I'm illogical and you can't talk to me. I'm a fucking, like, whiny little bitch. I'm just like, I don't know what you're trying to say to me. And I become this different person. And I remember Steven was like, I want to learn how to argue with you, but you freak out and you have this, like, panic attack. And I don't know. I'm just like, okay. And then I have to leave. And then when he, like, if he goes to leave the apartment, he used to do this. He'd be like, I'm just going to go take a walk. I'm like, no, you're staying here. Yeah. I'm taking a walk because I, like, need to be in control. And then I went to therapy for it because I knew that was something that I've needed to work on my whole life. So I went to it for me, but it's helped. And then he started going to therapy for, it's kind of the same situation as you, Nicole. And it's so nice because it's like, wow, you realize relationships are work.
Sure.
But it's fun work. Like, because you're also doing it for yourself, first and foremost.
Well,
and
you should want to progress as a human being instead of remaining stagnant.
Yeah, and then you just become better people. I'm like, oh, I guess this is like
this
the point of life and
literally
shit.
Sounds like hell on earth to me. And I was honestly at the point, guys, it's been 2 years. I was at the point where thought I was ready for a relationship. And now I'm honestly like changing my plans for this weekend.
Is that right?
In my mind right
well,
now.
Well, do you have anything about yourself that you want to change?
I have become such a better person in these 2 years I was single. I feel like I have progressed more in these 2 years than I have in my entire life.
Career-wise, though.
No, personally.
Everything.
Okay. Well, obviously, it's really been showing. Right. I just feel, and I feel calm. I don't remember the last time I like had like a real argument with somebody.
Right.
I don't.
Maybe you need to, though.
I'm a huge fighter. Number one, I don't really believe with, like, my best friend and I, we don't argue.
Yeah.
I don't argue with my roommate.
Yeah.
I don't argue with my
Do you internalize a lot, though? Because that's my problem where internalize it and figure it out in my head, and then that manifests itself into depression.
No, it all exits this stage when I do stand-up.
Yeah.
My stand-up is very angry.
Same here.
But since I started doing stand-up, I rarely feel angry in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real intense anger. Of course, I get annoyed all the time. I'm easily annoyed.
Right, right.
But like a deep rage? No.
Yeah.
And it's really helped because there was a point when I was just like so sad or whatever that I thought I did want to go to therapy. And then I just went to acupuncture instead because it's more my style. And there is talking therapy and acupuncture as well. I just get super angry on stage and then it's like 15 minutes and then I'm done. And that's all I needed.
It's like your version of punching a pillow.
Yeah, I'm not a physically aggressive person at all. I've never gotten a physical fight ever. Yeah.
I fantasize about getting in a physical fight.
Yeah, I don't like breaking or harming things. That doesn't do it for me because then I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna have to fucking clean this up later.
Yeah,
I had
to stop that at 23. I realized I could be tried as an adult, and it's like, all right, that's.
Did you beat people up?
I mean, I've been in. I have done steroids before when I was in college, and like I would be called into events where I'd have to act as kind of like. You know, this happened like once or twice, but where I'd have to kind of bounce people from parties a little bit. I was big for like probably a year long period.
What did that do to your brain? Steroids? Does that fuck with your brain?
Not much, really. I think it probably gave me more confidence, if anything. And you know, but it fucked with my liver. That's what it really did, and I almost like died from that.
Oh, so, okay.
That's why I had to stop. But in terms of even fighting with my girlfriend, like I have this weird need to be correct and to be heard. And it's probably because I'm like a middle child who never felt that my dad gave me enough attention. So I'm like, I'll tell her and drill a point and drill a point and drill her point. And she's like, stop doing your stand up at me.
Oh, like, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Oh, I've heard that.
And then I'm like, that's just how I fucking talk. And she's like, yeah, but you get into this mode where you're just firing.
You're doing bits at me now. Yeah. You're just doing the same rhythm you do on stage. Yeah.
So I had to learn how to kind of peel that back quite a bit.
How do you guys have rough sex?
No, not particularly rough. Like, I wouldn't say we wouldn't beat each other up or anything like that. I have had that with a person before.
Yeah.
And I don't like there's an element of it that I really enjoy and it's fun. But it's a fine line where it gets to like, all right, ow. Like that's no longer for me.
If the pain it doesn't turn you on, then...
I like the thump pain.
Right.
I don't like the physical... Like, if I feel impact. A knuckle against my lip, then I'm like, shit. Like, that's like a real... That's
I feel
a real
like men
tangible
are,
thing.
Men are more easier hurt than women during sex because I feel like a lot of guys... Like, people can do a lot of rough stuff to me and it just... Mm-hmm. I don't bother, but a lot of guys are like, oh my God, that hurts. Like,
right.
I get that a lot from guys.
It's also a scary thing when a girl is really into that just because you don't like they want you to like unload sometimes, or at least the girls that I've been with have been right. Like no, like fucking hit me, and it's like I feel uncomfortable because this could look like
oh,
anything
course.
After this, like
oh, especially if you don't know the person. If you're
I mean,
like
I,
just hooking
all the
up.
Comics yeah. We have on are so worried about like fucking lawsuits in the bedroom. Everyone's
because I
like
have no money.
I exited the room with my hands up. Like yeah. Oh my God,
I almost had to take a picture with like me thumbing up with her, like with the bruise on her face.
Oh my God.
I like so what if a girl has Nicole ever been like choke me or something or like hit me or
no I'm kind of I like a soft choke. I'm not like into
right.
I'm not like into like a barbaric like choke.
Yeah,
you want to be able to breathe.
I don't think
yeah.
Is anybody? I guess maybe there are people.
Oh,
I like, I like rough sex. I like Steven being the aggressor.
Right.
Because that's just the what I like with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't like. Sometimes I like being the aggressor with him, but I like getting like lightly slapped in the face and like lightly choked
sure.
And lightly like spanked.
Yeah, and there's the things that are weird about me sexually. I guess is like I haven't done any fingers inside my asshole. Frankly, I'm afraid to get addicted to it. Like I feel like that's. It's gonna
it's like
be
like cocaine.
Yeah, it's gonna be like one of those things where I know it's gonna feel good. There's nerve endings there. It's fucking science. But
yeah.
I do like the tease of it. Like
right,
the danger
right.
of it
ease.
Possibly happening could make me come pretty quickly. Like so if I get
right.
if I get some ball play with a mix of a graze the rim of my asshole.
Like a kitten paw.
Yeah, that's
but
gonna,
yeah, but Mike,
I'm gonna
so
blast
so what
off.
If you you find that you like a finger in your asshole? So then what then is,
because
is it too homosexual?
No,
like,
it's not too homosexual. It'll just be more of a shame spiral for me to be home and trying to replay that. Like if I'm
with
fingering my own asshole
just
to kind of relive that feeling,
but
that's kind of a
that.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I grew up Irish Catholic, so it's tough for me to feel no guilt, you know, in any sexual situation.
You feel guilty when you're masturbating?
No, I feel no guilt, but okay. Afterwards there is a feeling like a sheen of disgust.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you shower
always?
After you fuck?
No, sometimes I just fucking wear it.
Yeah.
Wear that musk.
Yeah.
That fuck musk.
Yeah, every once in a while.
How often do you, Nicole, have sex?
I would say between, you know, on bad weeks once, but on good weeks, it'll be, you know, anywhere from 5 up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, and the bad weeks happen less and less, but you know, again, as a comic, it's tough
you're
because
tired.
She works during the day. I get home at 1. So it's like 2 ships passing in the night every once in a while. So if we have a Saturday or a Sunday, sometimes we'll knock it out a lot just to like, you know.
But isn't that kind of nice, though? I like that, especially when you live with someone, you don't see them a ton.
Yeah.
Because I don't get sick of people very easily, but that's what was my fear with living with Steven. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, God, I hope I don't get sick of him. Because
right.
Living with somebody is just, you fucking see him all the time.
Yeah.
But having those opposite schedules is kind of nice because you get a chance to miss them.
Yeah, it's like it's a special holiday when you wake up together and you don't have to go rush out of the door.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
Nice.
Like Corinne and I were in LA for like 5 days, and that was the longest I hadn't seen him for a while up at that point. And like I came home, and I felt like it was like our first date. I was like, oh my God, I miss you so so much.
And I did that. Yeah, I just got back from a 2.5 weeks on the road, and as soon as I was like, I don't even want to hear your voice. Let's just go.
Yeah,
like,
let's go to the bedroom.
In the bedroom. I almost said bathroom, but you know,
that's similar. Too. That's fine.
Do you fuck
too.
In the bathroom?
We used to fuck in the shower all the time, but I actually
that's hard. That's difficult.
It's difficult. And once I drank a Four Loko the night before, and like we were having sex the next morning, and I got almost, but I got tunnel vision and rapid heartbeat, so I thought I was gonna die.
Four Loko, was it the real Four Loko the before real, they did it? Yeah, that,
real,
that,
yeah.
I had one can of the real Four Loko, and I fucking hallucinated that my, yeah. I thought I was gonna have a heart attack.
Yep.
That should never have been legal. Whoever fucking said that was okay.
Yeah.
It was
I had
not.
One too, and I yeah. my heart was racing so fast, I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of the first nights I was hanging out with Frank, and his improv team had a fucking night
Four Loko
to celebrate.
Party.
Yeah, they had a Four Loko improv show.
Oh, shit, really?
And yeah, me and Deanna, I don't even think I had the whole can of Four Loko. Actually, in retrospect, I think I shared it with Deanna, who's Jonathan Randall's girlfriend.
Okay.
And fucking, I was out of my mind. I tried to fight people on the street. There's a picture
oh
of
my
me.
God.
And of course, this is the picture that Frank chose to show his mother, the first picture ever, where he's holding me back. I'm wearing a flannel shirt, number one, like I'm some fucking extra from like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's holding me back, and I just go like, I'm going this, like,
you
to someone
wanna?
On the street. It's not towards him, it's to someone on the street. And I was like, why would you show that to your mom? And also, I have fucking crazy Four Loko eyes. It's,
yeah.
It's so dangerous.
It is. It,
oh my God.
So you didn't, did you pass out?
I laid down on my bed and weathered the storm for like 20 minutes, but I thought, I was like, honestly, if this goes for longer, you're going to have to call the ambulance because
and
this is back when I had health insurance. So it was like, I'll fucking use it. But yeah, it was a scary moment.
Have you ever had a sex injury? You or Nicole? In general?
When it's gotten too fast and like it comes out and the sit down hard on the dick, I felt like I almost broke my dick once. And that was a really scary moment.
When the dick hits the girl's taint and you're both oh my God.
Like we had to,
oh,
we
I'm
just,
in pain thinking
we
about
sat
it.
There for like 2 minutes, like not making a noise because I was like, hold on. Like
just
I have to.
Don't talk.
Yeah.
Don't
my
talk.
Brain was just like sending signals throughout my body to see if
everything
was
okay. What do you do if you break your dick? Cause I've heard
you can break your dick, right?
Yeah.
I've never broken anyone's dick.
I mean, I don't know.
And
I'm
that
assuming.
Makes me feel a little bit bad about
I was gonna
myself.
Say,
just
me either.
Tape two popsicle sticks to the side and just kind of, you know,
splint that baby up.
So what happens
when you break a dick?
Yeah, what are you? You're breaking the blood vessel. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that it's some sort of the tissue, the hard tissue on the side that gathers with the. You know, I don't know. I this is me fucking being Dr. Dickhead. I have no idea. Well, you know, the follicles on the things. I have no idea. I've never broken it, but boy, you know, it's a scare every time it happens.
Oh, I
like,
hate that.
Do you splint it? What happens?
I don't
How
know.
Do you?
Yeah.
If anybody's broken their dick,
yeah,
please write
Yeah, please write in if you've broken your dick and explain it to
I've
us.
I've done that before in sex. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
but
no.
I had sex with this girl in college. And I was on Vicodin, and I had done a little bit of cocaine.
I like
cocaine.
How every story is like, had a little meth in my system.
Yeah.
And
I was on a little bit of coke, a little bit of Vicodin, a lot of booze.
Wow.
And this was the hottest girl I banged in college. And I'm like fucking her for like 50 minutes. I'm like, I am killing this. She's enjoying it.
What a specific amount of time.
I know.
50
well,
minutes
because
is
I
a
knew
lot.
It was going for a while.
Well,
and
it was
and
the coke
fast
the...
paced and everything. I'm
I would
like,
have
I'm
rounded
murdering
up to an hour.
Exactly. But I, but I looked down and I wasn't even inside of her. Like I was legit, like I was so soft that my dick was literally just a.
Was she like tweeting or something? What
no,
is she doing?
No, she
on
was
her
enjoying
phone?
It. I don't know what. I think she was on some sort of hallucinogens, but she was like. She was really enjoying it. So
She's
I took
got
my
the phantom dick?
Yeah, I took my finger and I like propped my slug dick onto my finger and I like jimmied it into her and just kind of finished it off for like
Did you
I think
come?
I don't think so. I think I went like 5 more minutes and I was like, let's call it a night.
How is that? Is that fun for you?
No.
Yeah.
But I had to leave her with some sort of impression. I couldn't leave her with, I don't know if he was inside of me for the majority of that.
God, so, I've asked that question to myself so many times.
Oh my God.
Throughout my youth.
Have you ever been attracted to a man?
Like tangibly or like in a sexual way? Or
yeah,
can
a
I admit,
sexual way.
Not in a sexual way, but I can admit when a guy's very attractive. Like
okay.
It's more of a jealousy factor than actual attraction. Like I'll look at a guy and be like, fuck, like I wish I had that stomach.
Right.
You know, which it sounds homosexual.
That's just more of your insecurities.
Like, yeah. Wish your hand on that dick.
Not homo at all.
Right.
But so you've never kissed a guy?
No, but there was a rumor going around about me in high school from one of my ex friends who is a gay man, but he was having a little bit of a tough time socially and mentally, and he started a rumor that we had hooked up.
Uh-huh.
I think it was more to like kind of bring somebody in who was more socially acceptable than him.
Right.
So he kind of wanted to be like, look at me, he's just like me, and you know, it's fine, I have no ill will towards him, but it was just like, it was one of those rumors where as a high schooler it was tough to fucking combat because you know
it's just not
you
true.
Don't yeah it's not true and you
and
don't
those are vicious high school
and,
rumors
and you don't
want to
be
vicious.
Considered gay because
you're
like
not.
You're fighting for your life trying to get pussy yeah. So it's like I don't need
you don't
that
need
out
any more
there.
Obstacles
exactly yeah so it was a tough thing, but I just kind of combated it by being like, listen, you're going through your own shit. I'm not going to fucking spread your name through the mud and make it worse for you. I hope you do better, you know.
Yeah. That's that was very noble of you.
Well, you know.
And I have a last question.
You faggot. No.
Faggot!
Do you, Nicole, like, fart in front of each other?
Yeah.
Have you always?
Yeah, I think that's been a long-standing
thing.
Is it
like a one-upping game?
Sometimes.
I've gotten like almost a hernia trying to
really?
Do that in front of
she
because I time them. I'm like, Steven, I'm really sorry. I'd be like, for what? And I'd be like,
oh my God. Yeah, you're a good
like
comedian.
That's like a brother-sister mentality. Why do you guys do that?
Well, she tried to, she Dutch ovened me a few times.
Oh my
that, like,
God.
It got like, it
because
got to the point where it gagged.
Fart. I would be so repulsed. I can't deal
She's
with that.
She's going to be thrilled about this podcast, by the way.
Well, I mean, I just don't. I defended her honor when you did the only schmuck movie you've ever done. And then you know, he was like, oh, she thought it was funny anyway. Well, no, because Mike posted a picture
of her
Nicole
blacked out and passed out
on Instagram. And it was just like, you know what? It also, I will funny. Say, I had a flashback to something that my ex did to me that was shitty that I found that when I didn't even have Instagram, he put, like, I was like, we were in a fight and I like lay down on the bed and put the sheets over me like I'm a fucking 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And he posted on Instagram and it was like, someone's cranky. And then all his fucking stupid improv friends were liking it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I found it like a year later and got really mad. So I think I was projecting that on you.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. I still think it was shitty, but she was okay with it. So obviously, you know her better than you. That's why you've been together for 15 years.
In hindsight, it wasn't the best situation. But if that's you know, the worst thing I can do in this relationship, I think I've done a pretty decent job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mazel I feel like tov. You're a great boyfriend.
I definitely try harder now than I ever have.
Yeah. So. Is that, do you like
I do,
to
yeah,
try?
It, because it's worth it. I wouldn't put the work in if I didn't if the results didn't, you know, match up.
And right. Did something finally make that click that you're like, I really need to fucking
just
be better at
just
this?
Just more of like therapy of realizing that a lot of my anger and a lot of the fights we were having were me projecting my own issues with myself onto her.
Yeah, right.
And,
so easy
you know,
to do.
And yeah, she's like kind of an innocent bystander to a lot of the stuff. So you know, and yet still remained by my side. So she's a really great person.
Yeah,
who
right,
I don't
yeah.
want to hurt.
Who loves you so much.
Yeah, who
that,
loves me and, you know, listens to me fucking divulge our information on podcasts, out on stage, on everything. And she's, you know, it takes...
Her
it takes
Steven
a
should
cool
have
girl
a support
who's
group.
Not. Yeah, I mean, it takes a cool girl that's not into comedy, like in the business,
of course,
to stand
yeah.
by and allow that to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
So great. For that, I applaud her.
Yeah, we do too, Nicole. thank
I'm
you
sorry.
So much.
Yeah, that
thank
flew
you guys.
By. Jesus Christ.
Where can we find you?
You can find me in 10 minutes at therapy.
Oh, yay!
I'm at I Am Mike Cannon. Also on this very network, I have a
Deep
podcast.
Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, it's about conspiracy. I doubt you have many fans that are really interested in that.
No,
everyone. I think
one of the podcasts, the other podcasts on the network that I'm most interested in, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. Seriously, guys, it's really cool. The truth is out there, and
also
the Weed News.
Yeah, the
right?
Weed News.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's our new baby. Me and fucking Stand Up New York Labs. What a great show! It's me just kind of reviewing the most recent news in pot culture, and I do reviews of kind of different strains, different products, and a video of the week. And we have 6 episodes out. Just filmed the 7th one right before this.
Where can we find them on StandUpNewYorkLabs.com?
It's TheWeedNews.com. It's also all over my YouTube, which somewhere, whatever. I don't know what the fuck. And
we'll
also
put it
the
on
Weed
the
News
SoundCloud
with Mike Cannon.
As well. All the links to it. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, guys. You were awesome.
And
September
thanks,
9th,
Nicole.
Headlining Caroline's.
Oh!
September 9th, 7:30.
Caroline's on Broadway. Yeah. Go online and reserve tickets.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Mike. Have fun at therapy.
Yeah.
Thanks. Be well. Bye.
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 New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Mm. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down.